DW.
For Zhang Jianfeng, it's the simple things in life that really matter, like the effortless natural act of collecting water. The water flows down a stream from the Zhongnan Mountains in China's northwestern Shaanxi province. Zhang uses a trowel to scoop it into the bucket.
We get up when we hear the birds sing, so now that's around 4 o'clock in the morning. We start by boiling the water and doing some simple jobs, chopping wood, getting water, building a path. Then we meditate, and then we do some physical exercises.
The central idea of Taoism revolves around the harmony between man and nature. And here in the Zhongnan Mountains, it's easy to see what that means. The birds tweet, the crickets chirp, and the dense mountain forest radiates many different shades of green. For those who subscribe to Taoism, these mountains are a holy place. Also for 40-year-old Zhang.
The Zhongnan Mountains are the source, a kind of summit for the Chinese soul. Each nation has such a place, and for China, this place is the Zhongnan Mountains. For religious Taoists, their masters and ancestors lived here in these mountains. It's the place of their dreams.
Zhang was born in
1977. He studied art originally and wanted to write a book about the Taoist hermits. And then he became one for 8 years. He's since practiced Taoism with various different masters.
Only in these mountains can I achieve serenity. The noisy world makes me tired. As humans, we should go back to nature. I wanted to return intellectually to the roots of Chinese culture and spread it. That's why I founded the magazine Search for Truth. I also wanted to share the culture of the Zhongnan Mountains.
Taoism is China's oldest religion. Its main principles are pacifism, the hermit life, and the willing renunciation of all worldly influence. A Taoist sage should not interfere with natural harmony, but should live entirely according to the Tao. The path is like a stream of water that simply flows in its direction. If you follow the mountain stream, you come to a small waterfall. There's a simple wooden house nearby. Zhang built it for people who are interested in Taoism, masters, practitioners, and the curious. Zhang picks up the guqin, a Chinese string instrument, and starts to play.
It's a way of life. This isn't a hostel. We don't offer any service. It's about practicing and reading about Taoism. Those who want to can put down their backpacks and stay here. And then we live according to the rules of nature, getting up when it gets light, going to bed when it gets dark. That's what it's all about.
On the wooden floor, there are piles of cushions and books. A picture of the Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu, the founder of Taoism, hangs from the wall. According to legend, Lao Tzu dwelt in the Zhongnan Mountains where he was invited to share his knowledge. That's why Taoists like Zhang regard him as a holy figure.
This mountain has attracted so many practicing Taoists over the years. The immortals who live here are one reason for that. They aren't just a figment of our imaginations, they are real. Some are 200 or 300 years old. Some are even older. They don't eat anymore, they only drink. They have reached the Tao.
According to the Taoist doctrine, those who master this state of non-action and can perform anything naturally without effort are transformed into immortals. Zhang and many others here in the mountains hope to reach this state someday.
DW.